10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Welcome to WorkingMusician.com. That's the internet. Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of the WorkingMusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm your host. This is part two of the John Schrader Band. We've got John Schrader sitting next to me. We've got his partner, Dave. That always reminds me of the Cheech and Chong thing. Dave. Well, no one knows that anymore. But anyway, so we were talking a little before. So you've played in the Westchester area for years. You started out with an eight-piece rock blues swing band doing mostly covers.
Right.
You got a little tired of it, and you dug deep, and you wrote about your personal experiences, and now you're about to release your third album called...
Daylight Crashing.
A sensitive album.
It's a thick record. It's a thick record. You know, because it's funny, we sell CDs at shows, and when we do an acoustic thing, like Dave is always saying, you got to bring the CDs, you got to sell the CDs, but it's weird because what you hear here is not what you're going to hear on the CDs. The CDs are, like, you've heard a lot of the new tracks for the new record. It's big. It's, you know, the heavy guitars and the keys and all, you know, so it's kind
of... Yeah, but think of it this way. A lot of bands now basically put out this big heavy metal rock album,
right,
and then go into the radio station and sing it with an acoustic guitar.
Right.
So I wouldn't feel bad about it.
Yeah, you adjust, no question.
I mean, basically, if you think about it, you're just getting ready to do the... radio station tour.
Yeah, and we've actually done a ton of radio stations, like up by us and down in the city. Again, like I said, radio and newspapers have been very kind to the music, I think, in that. I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm just remembering one bad review I got.
We've all gotten one. I actually got one from the Asbury Press in New Jersey, and there's a song off the new record, one of his favorites. It's called Dreaming Out Loud. And that's what the guy reviewed my second CD, and he picked one song off there called Everything But Me, which was kind of a third person narrative. It was like, you know, everybody is always quick to blame everyone around them for all the problems, and we never look at ourselves. So that's basically what the song was about. And there's a lot of lines in there, you know, blame your sister's kid who kicked me in the balls, blame the Mexicans who almost work for free, and blame everybody and everything but me. And this guy really thought I was talking about me. He wasn't grabbing the idea of it. And he lambasted me, said I was...
You mean he didn't realize you were putting it on?
Right, exactly.
That it was sarcastic.
That it was very sarcastic. And he thought, I mean, who the hell...
So he thought that you would... He thought you would put all this horrible racial stuff... So he just didn't get it.
He didn't get it.
And you know what? He probably listened to it for around 3 seconds.
3 seconds.
Wrote the review.
So I went home and I penned the song Dreaming Out Loud, which turned out to be one of the better songs on the whole record. So thank you for that.
Well, it's like I tell...
Ass.
Like I tell my kids, you know, the pearl is a piece of sand that's irritating the clam.
Absolutely. So it surrounds the piece of sand, right?
Right. And it's like you said, you got to wallow in the dirt to come up with the...
Yeah.
With the good stuff.
Absolutely correct.
So currently, are you playing out anywhere?
Oh, yeah, we've been booked solid. We started, our summer season began like in earnest at the beginning of April, and we haven't stopped since.
You play one gig a week, two a week, three a week?
Two to three. We've been averaging 2 to 3
Name
shows a week.
Name some clubs that you play at.
Whoa, help me out here. Up by us, Steelhouse, Keegan Ales. Outside, we've done a lot of fairs. Where else? I'm mental blocking.
It's almost like I can't remember some of the names, because some of them, we played a lot of new venues this year.
Yeah.
So, like Mahoney's, Poughkeepsie, we're going to get into, and we have a lot of stuff scheduled up for Air Studios, and this summer has been very busy for us, because there's a lot of new venues that we're going to get to experience for the first time.
Yeah, and what's funny is we can't keep track of... Almost like we're on the road. We can't keep track of it. People keep saying to me, where are you playing next week? And I keep telling them, all I know is tomorrow night we've got a gig, so I don't know where the hell we're playing next week.
But can they go to... Can they go to your website? Is it listed on your website?
They go to the MySpace site is probably the most up-to-date, and that's where you can get all music samples you can download, and there's pictures, and there's merchandise, and all that kind of stuff on the MySpace site.
So it's myspace.com/John Schrader Band.
One word, John Schrader Band, yep.
Right, because I went to your other website, and I didn't see that many gigs listed, and when I'm at work, they filter out MySpace.
Right. Because of the having the HTML and all that kind of stuff, it's so much easier to do the MySpace site.
Right.
So, but yeah, please stop into the website and check out some of the dates and the merchandise, and by all means, write to us. A lot of people tell us that they don't want to write because they're afraid that we're not going to write back, but we answer the emails.
Merchandise.
Yes.
What kind of merchandise do you have?
You name it. My God.
Coffee cups.
We've got mugs, T-shirts, hats. I mean, T-shirts and sweatshirts and hoodies, men's, women's, kids, all
different
sizes.
What do they say on them?
Well, we've got a logo. I should have probably brought...
Well, they can check it out on...
Yeah, but we have a logo, and what the logo is it's circular. It's a rectangular black mass, and there's three stars, circular stars in the middle, and two of them are white, the first ones are white, and the last one is red, and everyone always asks, well, why is just the one red? And because in those stars it says JSB, John Schrader Band, and I asked them, I said, well, which one is red? And they say the one that is for the band, and I said, because to me that's the culmination of everything, that's the most important of it all, that's where it all comes together. And that's why that last one is red. And the three stars are basically for the three original members, me, Dave, and Sean. I don't mean stars like superstars. It just happened to look really good, and so I put three of them there for the three of us. And so even if we audition players and we get a new band, I'm still going to keep that as the logo. And everyone likes that logo.
Now, I was talking with Keith, the producer, between shows. Keith says to me, yeah, you're playing acoustic guitar. But he sounds like a cross between Bon Jovi and John Mellencamp.
Right.
Do you sit well with that?
I sit well with anything that anybody pulls from me, and I'll tell you exactly why. Because everybody always asks me in interviews and newspapers and radio, they say, well, who have you been influenced by? And I always tell them my mom. She was the biggest influence in my life. Musically, I've never tried to sound like anybody. So even things that I don't like, you're steered by, you're influenced by that, you kind of move away in a different direction. So I've never tried to sound like anybody. What I like is that every time somebody describes what we sound like, it's never the same thing. It's always different. I've heard so many different comparisons. And I take well to them all. I had a reviewer who was very astute. He said, I hear some Beatles and Tommy James and the Shondells. And when I was a kid, all I listened to was Beatles, and I had an 8-track of Tommy James and the Shondells, Sweet Cherry Wine, Think We're Alone Now, and I beat that damn thing into the ground. So this guy really had his ears on. So I never try to sound like anybody. When people hear a lot of different things, I think it's great.
First song I learned on guitar, My Baby Does the Hanky Panky.
My Baby Does the Hanky Panky.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Let's get on with it, my friend. You're going to do three songs?
Yes.
Do you want to talk? Well, you do your thing. Talk a little bit about the song.
Well, the song Pill, like I said, I lost my mom about 2 years ago, and my mom had to swallow a lot of crap. I lost my dad when I was 9 years old, so she really had to really step up. She worked four jobs at one point. My mom worked at a dump. Was one of the four jobs because she had to put food on the table for her two sons. And I grew up when I was 9 years old, and I remember vividly being upset of the way that I would see people treat my mother. But at nine, you can't do much about it. And as I got older, this is where the song Pill came from, and my mom never knew this song was about her. I didn't want to, but that's basically what it's about. It's about seeing somebody that you love dearly have to take it, and you feeling kind of helpless. And that's where it comes from, Pill. Thank you. His next song, song called Inside Out, which is off the last CD.
Called?
First one's From Discontent. Second one is, what's this?
Blood
in the Wood. I'm sorry.
People ask Blood me. In the Wood. I love it. Blood on the tracks.
Well, you know where it comes from, Pete? Like, we've all bled here playing. You know, we've all changed street. My fingers have bled. And I said to somebody one day on my Strat, I was like, there's a lot of my blood in here. And it hit me. And it's kind of like a microcosm of the way I feel about, I think, anything you do. If you're not willing to bleed for what you do, then don't bother doing it. No matter what that might be, you got to really put yourself all into it. But this song off that record is called Inside Out. Again, this is another one of those relationship kind of bad songs. Featured on a cancer benefit CD. I was 20 years old when I was diagnosed with cancer, and this song came out of that. It's basically a song about through fear losing yourself and trying to find yourself again. But I was asked to be part of that CD. You can get that at it's I'm Too Young for This, all one word. I'mtooyoungforthis.org. There's a lot of great people involved in it. 12-time Grammy winner Susan Siani's on it. One of the guys from the Bare Naked Ladies is on it. Lance Armstrong was involved in this, and when I was asked to be part of it, I was honored. And this is the song they chose to be on it, and this is a song that that sums up what I had gone through. And this is a song called Funny Man.
My regards to the man I used to be. funny man.
Nice job, guys.
Thanks so much.
Very nice. Very nice. Very impressive.
Thank you very much.
So you're working a lot this summer, we talked about.
Yep, book solid. We're starting to book for the fall right now. So.
Now, are you booking as a trio?
We're booking as a trio, yep. We book it, we advertise it as the acoustic trio, but it throws people for a loop when we show up with our house mains. We got 415s and
huge PVs.
And we got our monitors, we got the electric kick drum and all that kind of stuff.
So it actually sounds like a band?
It's big. You know, there's no bass player. And there's no drummer per se, but when you hear the three of us with the kick drum thumping and the other guitar player doing voicings, you got three part harmonies. It's big.
Cool. Let's go to the canned questions. I know Dave didn't prepare for this because I didn't give him the questions. So while I ask it to your buddy, you can think of a piece.
Sure.
I'm gonna throw a couple of questions out
sure.
for you just to make it more interesting for me. Okay, so here's your choice of questions
sure.
to answer. What song did you hear that just blew up and said, I gotta do this? Or, if you could put together your dream band of living or dead players, mm-hmm. would be in it. Or, if you could throw someone out of a band and take their spot.
Let me put a band together for you.
Sure. And you'd be thinking of this.
Well, I'm thinking.
If I could have a band that I could play in, I got to play with them, right? I can play in the band with them.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah
these are the guys.
Spotlighting you.
I like a lot of diversity. I think the great thing about Dave Matthews' band is there's a lot of diversity in that band. There's ethnic diversity and there's musical diversity, and it really culminates very well. So I think if I was to put a band together, I would probably some people don't even know who these guys are. You do. I would take Tony Royster Jr. on the drums.
Is that Dave Matthews' drummer?
No, that's Carter Beaufort. Tony Royster Jr. is probably 22, 23 years old. This kid, look him up on YouTube. Look up Tony Royster Jr. He's a drummer. When he was 12 years old, he did a drum solo when he was 12. And I'm not exaggerating. I told him, he didn't believe me. I said, if you close your eyes, this guy could hang with any drummer out there. And I mean any drummer at 12 years old. It was amazing, right? So Tony Royster Jr., the kid's a monster. I would go probably with Victor Wooten on bass. Chuck Lavelle on keyboards. Chuck Lavelle is...
Well, the Stones are going on tour, so you got to offer.
I got to get him now. Chuck on keyboards, and a guy named Johnny Hyland. He's in Nashville. He's a session whore. He's probably.
I know who he is.
You know, yeah,
he plays on all the hit records.
Oh
well, he
God.
Did in the 70s and 80s.
This
I don't
guy
know if he's hot
is unbelievable. Yeah, he's playing with everybody. He's a Nashville player, but he plays every style of music going. I mean, flawless. Give him a clean guitar, and I just can't believe the way this guy picks. So those are the guys I'd probably pick. Tony Royster, Chuck Lavelle, Vic Wooten, Johnny Hyland, and me.
Of course.
No, I love it. I love it when a guy prepares. I
wouldn't
just
let you
it.
Down, Roger. Wouldn't
no.
let you down.
No, because usually, sometimes I get... But that's okay. We all do that. So,
sure.
Did we give you enough time to think of something?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Try doing it without saying Frank Zappa, though.
I won't say Frank Zappa.
No, you can say
but
stop.
There's some people that have to stop.
Anyone you want.
Well, I got a kiss ass for the band, so my first guitar player's got to be Josh Rader. So I got him in a band.
Yeah, I owe you money.
Drummer-wise, if I were to pick a drummer, maybe like Steve Gadd. Steve Gadd is just, when it comes
grooves.
To grooves and rhythms, there's few that can ever match him. Bass players, I'm a big Jaco Pastorius fan. Guitar players... God, there's so many. I'm really digging Steve Lukather. I'm a big Toto fan.
Toto.
Grew up listening to Toto and just that whole ensemble of way rock
he's under,
music.
He's very underrated, yeah.
Is he alive still?
Steve Lukather's still alive, yeah. He's got a couple solos.
Jeff Beccaro passed away. The drummer
Beccaro died.
Away.
The, you know, the, no, Beccaro was the bass player. Who was the drummer?
Steve and Jeff Beccaro, they were brothers.
That's right, that's right. The,
yeah.
That's right.
Jeff
they were
Beccaro
brothers, yeah.
passed away. He was the drummer.
Keyboard player, George Duke. Played with a lot of big people, man. I just love George. His sound, it's... And a lot of people say, Steve is good, but you know what? Duke was doing a little bit of stuff before Stevie was, so I think he'd be my keyboard player. So that would be kind of the band I like to play with. So, and of course, me on the horn. It's got to be me on the horn. So.
Oh, well, I don't want to play with you.
No, I know, I understand.
Very interesting. Very interesting. when did you get the feeling that this is what you really wanted to do, that I got to do this?
I remember, you know, two things stand out in my mind the most. When my dad, again, my dad passed away when I was 9. But up in Kingston, they had these drum corps shows. Remember these things?
They
still
do.
Yeah, like drum corps, drum and bugle corps.
Sure.
And I remember going with my dad, and I can picture clear as day. I was a little kid. My dad was holding my hand, and one of the corps was marching off. And as they came past me, they were doing a cadence. And they had the drums were thundering. And as a little kid, it shook my chest. And I got scared, but I got chills. And it affected me then. And I couldn't say that's what I wanted to do, but I just loved it. But what the one incident that I remember specifically, 1973, my mother called me, and it was a summer evening. She says, "Come on in. I want you to see somebody on television." I said, "We're out playing." I was 7 years old, I think. She says, "Come on in. Elvis is on television." I didn't know who the hell Elvis was. But it was 1973 when he did the Hawaii concert. And she said, "When I was a little kid, I sat in front of that black and white television, and I was mesmerized. And at that moment, I wanted to be Elvis." So that I know. That I can tell you. So those two instances, drum corps and Elvis. You couldn't get farther
apart.
Are
you a drummer?
That was the very first thing I ever started playing was drums, yep.
Okay. What about you, Dave?
I think growing up, you know, my brother was into the sports thing, but I was more the artsy type music thing. And I went through the picking an instrument, but it wasn't until really 8th or 9th grade, a man named Larry Balestra taught me the beauty of improvisation and how to express yourself instead of just reading and playing four. And he was just a music teacher in high school. And he motivated me to go to places that I didn't think I could do. And he inspired me a lot. And I really probably associate everything that I want to do musically as a start in my life to a guy named Larry Balestra. So,
holy cow.
Shout out to Larry.
Got to say, that's probably, I would say probably the most horrible job I can imagine for myself is to be the orchestra master of a junior high school. But anyway, shout out to all you people, because you deserve the Budweiser Award.
Take
that. You people who are in the trenches with those middle school kids.
Absolutely.
You're the best, and that's an awesome story. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Roger. Really
thank
appreciate
you, Dave.
It. Thank you much, sir.
I didn't call you Al this show, so that's positive.
This is good.
Okay.
JohnSchrader.com, MySpace.com/JohnSchrader. Drop us a line. Come on in. We always write back.
We're out.
Gotcha.
Cool.
Nice.
That's right. Good. I like that, huh?
That's the way we roll.
No, it's just a complimentary. I like it.